You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai ao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei Māori ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
It is indeed The Green Desk, and this week Mitch speaks to University of Otago Dr. Sergio Morales. Him and his team have made some discoveries on the reduction of methanogenesis in organisms. And if it sounds fancy, don't worry. It is the process in which living organisms produce methane. And so the first thing that Mitch asked Dr. Morales is, what exactly is this new process that he's discovered and how does it work?
So essentially, to kind of give you a bit of background, so inside the rumen, certain organisms, in this case, they're specific type of microorganisms called archaea, and they're responsible for producing methane, the process of methanogenesis. And so those guys, in order to produce methane, need to consume hydrogen. Now, in the rumen, there seems to be more than one type of organism that can actually consume that hydrogen. And so normally, when we try to mitigate methane emissions, we're focusing on those methanogens and we're trying to eliminate them. And so either prevent their activity or prevent them from being there to begin with by either developing inhibitors or vaccines or things that basically prevent them from producing methane. But what the research that we just finished basically showed is that there might be an alternative approach, that instead of targeting those methanogens, what we can do is actually target other organisms that can consume the hydrogen. So essentially, we create competition. We cause these other organisms to outcompete, outconsume the methanogens so that instead of the end product being methane, you produce something different.
So you've got the research there. How is this going to play out in farms?
Well, I think that we're still quite a ways away from actually using this information to deploy it to a farm level. But for instance, it might mean selection of different animals because of breeding that naturally have a tendency to have more of these alternative pathways than of the methanogens.
So,
or it could be something like some sort of treatment that can be given to an animal to shift the microbiome of that rumen from more methane to less methane producing organisms. So there's lots of different potential avenues, but at this point there isn't any product that is even remotely close to being ready to be deployed to a farm.
Right, okay, yeah. And so in that, is it possible to sort of create like a fortified grain or something that sort of does creates that competition for you?
I don't know. I think that
Fair
at
enough.
This point we don't really have the answer to that. What we know is that we have now the evidence to show that these guys are competing and that there is a clear sort of pattern that those sheep that have lots of methanogens produce lots of methane, and those that have less methanogens are thriving even though they don't have the methanogens because they have these other organisms. So it's a valid strategy. Now we just need to figure out how to make that shift within an animal.
Of course. And so in your research, was there sort of cases or something where you could see the reduction in the production of methane when the other hydrogens and things were outcompeting them?
So I think that what our study actually did is not to manipulate the rumen, but actually look at the rumens of a range of animals. And then we selected the ones that were either very high or very low to see what was so different about those organisms. So it was just natural variation within a herd of animals. So now the next step would be to try to manipulate a single animal to make them either higher or lower emitters. And so that wasn't part of this project, but it's going to hopefully be some of the work that we're going to be doing moving forward.
So have you guys had any sort of bites or nibbles on funding and things like that to keep going with this work?
Not at this point, but we're all still working under funded work, and the next stage in the research is essentially testing this. So starting out very small and just doing it, competing two organisms against each other, and see if it's valid. If we can then show that this is actually a valid mechanism, then scale up to a whole animal and see if we can manipulate to increase that composition.
Oh, that's awesome. And I just want to talk about, because you guys are obviously working with the Global Research Alliance, is that right?
Yep.
I don't know if you're allowed to speak about it, but is there any other sort of projects along this kind of scale in terms of facing emissions and things like that and greenhouse gases and stuff?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the work that we just recently published is part of a big international collaboration. It included people from here, from Australia, from Japan, and it's just one of many projects that have been funded through GRA and through the New Zealand government. I'm actually involved in other research for different greenhouse gases. A lot of the work in my lab actually focuses on nitrous oxide, and that's the secondary or the second dominant greenhouse gas in New Zealand because of agriculture. In this case, it's from soils. So urine from animals lands on soils and eventually comes out as a greenhouse gas. And so it's, again, ruminants are the source of this gas, but instead of being directly from the ruminant, it's coming through the urine that's landing on the soil and then getting transformed. And so that's also funded through GRA, and in that space, we're also part of international collaborations looking at different technologies and management practices to try to reduce emissions from farms.
That's cool. Have you guys made any headway with those sort of projects yet?
It's a little bit more complicated because when we move from the rumen to soils, the complexity of the system goes up hundreds or thousands of fold. Yep. So it's instead of having thousands and tens of thousands of organisms, you have millions. So the challenge just gets incrementally bigger. And so at this point, we're actually, probably 10 years or more behind where the rumen research is, in that we don't even know exactly what's happening in soil. So we're slowly chipping away and now painting a picture of what's actually happening in soils and what leads to those emissions. So we're hoping that, maybe 10 years from now, we'll be doing similar discoveries as the ones that we're doing for the rumen.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Modi Ora.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.